Okay, we're going to begin. We're going to learn together today. This shiur should be Le'ilun Nishmat Yocheved Bat Victoria. Tiyeh Nishmata Torah V'Torah Chaim Beganen Tiyeh Menuchata. She should be looking down and having nachat from her sons and her family and grandchildren. I give you a handout of a piyut. Famous piyut, we read it every single Tisha B'Av. Ashkenazim read it not only on Tisha B'Av, but also on Yom Kippur. The famous piyut called Ele Ezkera, discussing Asara Haruge Malchut. The 10 Tanaim that were murdered by the Romans, known as Asara Haruge Malchut. Now we read it every single year. We translate it, we cry over the sad stories, but if we stop and analyze it for a few minutes, we realize a lot of things beg questions. What in the world is this piyut talking about? And there seem to be contradictions in the piyut. So I figure we'll sit and learn it together, so when it comes to Tisha B'Av, we have a greater understanding of what this piyut is about. And you're going to work it with me. Okay, uncle?
Sure.
Okay. So beginning, I want something on the bottom. It says, Ele Ezkera. And I'm going to jump around. I'm not going to read the whole piyut word line by line because it's going to take a while. But let's learn it together and see what questions we have as we go along. Be'ivrit, be'inglit. We'll do it a mixture. Okay. So, Ele Ezkera v'nafshi alai yeshpecha. I remember this, and my heart pours out. Ki bela'on yizadim ka'uga bel yafucha. My enemy swallowed me up. Like a'uga bel yafucha, when you cook, when you bake a cookie, a cake in an oven, with such a hot flames, you don't even have to turn it over. The other side gets baked. Right? They swallowed me up so fast, I got burnt up in a second. Ki b'mek hesad lo alta arucha. In the days of the Caesar, There was no rest. La asara haruge melucha. To the 10 who were martyred by the Romans. Belomdo sefer mipi meshule aremat. When the Caesar decided to be lomed sefer, what's a lomed sefer? He learned Torah. Now, which Roman Caesar do we know learned Torah? Strange. Who sits down? Which Roman Caesar sits down to learn Torah? The Piyut says, "V'dom do sefer mishulei aremat." V'hevin betikdek bedat ha'shumat. And he understood that he was medayek. U'patach be'el ha'mishpatim. He opens up be'el ha'mishpatim. Many of us are familiar with this Piyut. Gonev ish u'mcharo v'nimtza b'yado. Mot Yumat, open up Parashat Mishpatim. What does it say? Gonev ish u'mcharo, a person who kidnaps a person and he sells him. V'nimtza b'yado, we find him with the kidnapped person. Mot Yumat, capital punishment. Gabal lev belial oved elim. So this lev belial, this the heart of this Caesar, became gava, hori. He said, I want you to fill my palace with shoes. Fill the palace with shoes. Ne'alim. V'kara la'asara chachamim gedolim. Call to the 10 greatest sages. Mevine dat u'ta'amea b'pipuli. Who understand Yahadut, the greatest sages of the generation. I want him here. He tells them, dinu mishpat ze la'ashuro. I want you to judge a case. V'al tira'atu b'chazav lo'omro. Don't give me a false judgment. Kim hotziyuhu la'amito ve'loro. I want the truth, the emet. Kim matze ish v'gonev nefesh mecha v'bnei Yisrael u'ba mecharo. If a person kidnaps somebody and sells him, what's his deen? Hem ki'anu lo'omet ha'ganav ahu. They all answered him, what's the deen? Capital punishment. You kidnap somebody, you sell them. Capital punishment. So the Roman turns to the 10 Chachamim. Nam ayeh avotechem asher achichem becharuhu. L'aruchat ishmaelim secharuhu. U'ba'ad ne'alayim netanuhu. Where's your forefathers, the Tshvatim, who sold Yosef, they sold their brother, to the group of Arabs in exchange for shoes? As Pasuk in Amos says, right? He's quoting a Pasuk in Amos. Ve'oyeh ba'avur na'alayim, referring to Yosef, that Yosef was traded in for a pair of shoes. So he says, Shvatim kidnapped Yosef. We all know the story. Well, we all know this piyut. Kidnapped Yosef and sold him. Did they ever get punished for it? Never got punished for it. So, nobody punished them. It's your job to take responsibility. You should get punished for the 10 tribes. V'atem kablu din shamayim alechem. V'atem tisu avon avotechem. It's your responsibility. So, on line 25. So they told him, "Zmanten ha'shlosha yamim, give us 3 days. We'll go up to Shemaim to see if the gezerah was really, if it was a real gezerah, a real decree." So they turned to the Bishmael Kohen Gadol, Ladu outside mostly, to use the Shema Meforash, use God's name, and to be Olel Amarom, to go up to heaven, and find out if this decree was from heaven. So Bishmael, Tiher Bishmael, we're in the last paragraph on the page. Tiher Bishmael Atzmo V'Yizkir Et Hashem V'Yisiludav, V'Yisiludim. He was purified himself to Bishmael. V'Yizkir Et Hashem V'Meforash, Alal Amarom, V'Sha'al Me'et Ha'ish Levush Abadim. He meets Malach Gabriel. And he asks him, "Is this a gezerah?" And Malach Gabriel tells him, "Ki shamati me'achorei ha'palgot, ki bezot atem mitkarim." I heard me'achorei ha'palgot, behind the curtain, behind the kippah, the kisa kavod, this is your decree. So he comes down, he tells his friends, "Yeah, we have to accept it. It's gezerah min ha'shamayim." So here I underlined all the asara rugem machot in the piyut. The first two they took out, Rabbi Ishmael Kohen Gadol, who was the Kohen Gadol, this is the end of Bayit Sheni. So we're going back. The Beit HaMikdash was destroyed in the year 70. So we're going back about 2,000 years. 50 years before the Churban. The Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel, who was the Nasi, who was a descendant of Hillel, who comes from David HaMelech. These two were the first two to be martyred, to be killed. And a beautiful, sad story about how they got killed. Rabban Shimon Gamliel says, "Let me go first, cut off my head first. I don't want to see." Rabbi Ishmael Kohen Gadol, the one who served in the Beit HaMikdash, see him die before my eyes. Rabbi Ishmael Gadol says, "I don't want to see the great Nasi die before my eyes." At the end, the story is that they chopped off Rabban Shimon Gamliel's head. Rabbi Ishmael Kohen Gadol was the most beautiful man you've ever seen. And his daughter said, "Save him." And the Caesar says, "No, I'm not willing to save him, but you can have his skin." And they skinned him alive and they gave it to his daughter. That was the fate of Rabbi Ishmael Kohen Gadol. See the first two of the Aruge Malkut. Turn to page 184. Then it tells you about Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was in Bet Sohar, was in jail. Rabbi Akiva was in jail after the revolt of Bar Kokhba. They saw him responsible for the rebellion because he supported him. He was in jail for years and years. The Gemara brings countless stories where they went to jail to ask advice from Rabbi Akiva what to do, ma la'asot. And Rabbi Akiva, they combed his flesh alive. He was the third one. The fourth one was who? It's underlined here on page 184. V'tzivah l'otzi Rabbi Hanan ben Tradion mibet olamo. We learned about last week, Rabbi Hanan ben Tradion, that they wrapped him in a Sefer Torah and they burnt him alive. The next one, the fifth one, is Rabbi Chutzpita Meturgeman. He was the Meturgeman, you know, the Nasi who would speak. You know, not, just because you're the greatest leader of the generation doesn't mean you have the Koach HaDibur, the way of, you know, explaining and teaching. So there was always a meturgeman who would get up, the nasi would speak quietly, and the translator would get up and speak out loud and explain it well, and he'd be the darshan, the magid, right? That was the chutzpita meturgeman. He was the next one that they killed. One after that, the Beliezer ben Shamoah, he's number 6. Turn to the next column on page 185, that's line 85. The Bichanina ben Chanichai, then number 8, the Bishvara Sofer, number 9, Rabbi Yudah ben Dama, and which is the last one, number 10? Rabbi Yudah ben Bava. This is the Paitan has, the 10 Aruge Malchut that were killed. We read this every Tisha B'Av. So the way the Paitan, the one who wrote this song, this piyut, poem says it, a Roman general got together, learned Torah, saw that the Jews are responsible, they were punished in Mechilat Yosef, and decided that he's going to take matters into his own hands and punish the Jews on the fact that they sold Yosef, and therefore he's going to kill these 10 Tanaim in place of the 10 Shevatim. That's the story. So far so good?
Yeah.
Now let's ask a few questions. When did Rabbi Ishmael Kohen Gadol and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel live? Rabbi Ishmael was a Kohen Gadol, so he lived before the Churban. He lived about 50 years before the Churban. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was a Nasi. He was a grandson of Hillel. Right? Talking about 50 years before the Churban. When did Rabbi Akiva live? No? Rabbi Akiva lived about 50, 60 years after the Churban. He was alive and met at Bar Kokhba. Around the year 130. Took me 60 years after the Churban. It's not at the same time. How can Paitan tell us a Roman king, Caesar, got up together and decided he's going to wipe out 10 Jews, had a Gurim Machut in place of the Shvatim, and it seems like it's all Quran, it's water, got all 10 together, killed the one after the other. They're living 80 years apart, 100 years apart. Doesn't add up. Question one. Question two is geographically, they were all in the same place. Right? The Gemara describes Rabbi Yudah ben Bava number 10. We know he was in the Galil. We know exactly where he died. But Rabbi Yudah ben Dama was in Rome. So somewhere in Rome, somewhere in Eretz Israel, where was the Caesar? In between them? Question two. Ask you a third question. Who was the 9th person to get killed on the list? Miyah Shlishi, Shalguoto.
Shlishi or Tshi?
The ninth person. Miyah Yad Tshi, Shalguoto.
Rabbi Yudah ben Dama.
Af pam shamatim Rabbi Yudah ben Dama? Has anybody ever heard his name before? Open up Shas Bavli, Yerushalmi, any Midrash, Mechilta, Sifra, Sifri, any Sefer you want. Zohar. You will never find his name. Lo mafia b'shum makom. It doesn't exist. There is no such person by the name of Rabbi Yudah ben Dama. So we have somebody similar. The Gemara has a story of Rabbi Eliezer ben Dama. The Gemara with Azara talks about Rabbi Eliezer ben Dama. So maybe the Paitan made a mistake. And he got the first name. Printer's mistake, it happens, it's possible. The problem is Rabbi Yudah ben Dama. Rabbi Eliezer ben Dama is a famous story in Avodah Zarah about Rabbi Eliezer ben Dama. You know what the story was about him? So he wasn't martyred. He was bitten by a snake. He was bitten by a snake, the Gemara says. And somebody by the name of Rabbi Yaakov approaches him and says, "I can save your life. You say these magic words and you'll be saved." And Chamim said, "No way. It's kishuf. It's witchcraft, Avodah Zarah. The words he's telling you to say, Avodah Zarah, and he's saving you through the koach atuma, you can't say the words." And he died. He died. Rizam and Dama. And so he wasn't one of the Asar Arugei Malchut, right? He wasn't martyred. He was bitten by a snake. So that can't be him. So who's the Rebbe Ben Dama? You have no idea. It doesn't exist. So we have people living in different times, people living in different places. Then we have somebody on the list now who doesn't even exist. So what's shot in this Paitan? And we'll be saying this piyut probably close to 1,000 years. I mean, Paitan probably lower than in the 11th century.
Who is the Paitan?
Huh? We're not sure. But we have this piyut for years and years. Right? And we'll see where it's what it's based on in a second. Right? Now, it mentions 10 Arugei Malchut. A few of them we can verify. Rabban Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Ishmael Kohen Gadol, whoever learns with me in the morning Sanhedrin, or maybe we'll remember, these two, the Torah, the Gemara doesn't explain to us how they died, but the Gemara mentions Shmuel HaKatan. It was a great sage named Shmuel HaKatan, and before he died, he had Ruach HaKodesh, Shmuel HaKatan. Tazocher Yaakov? Amal Beshar Bitato, Shmuel HaKatan says at his moment of death, Manas Sanhedrin says, Shimon veYishmael lecharba. Shimon, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, and Yishmael Kohen Gadol lecharba. We're going to get to it. Vechabruhe lektala, and their friends, their chaverim, also going to get slaughtered. Beshar Amal Abiza, and the rest of the nation is going to be plundered. This was still towards the end of Bayit Sheni. And Ruach HaKodesh, she told us what's going to happen in a few short years. Bet HaMidrash is going to be destroyed. Before that, the Ishmael Kohen Gadol and Rabban Gamliel are going to get killed. Later, most of Am Yisrael are going to be wiped out, be plundered. So we know this. These two are in the Gemara. Who's the next on the list? I'll give you papers to work. Don't make me do all the work for you. Rabbi Akiva is on the list, right? Rabbi Akiva, we know, is the Gemara and Berachot. Where they took him, they combed his flesh. He's also in the Gemara. But who's number four?
Chananiah ben Tardion.
Chananiah ben Tardion. Him we learned about last week. But the problem is the Gemara tells you why he died. If you take out the Gemara Sanhedrin, why did Chananiah ben Tardion die? So we know the story was he was teaching Torah to Rabbim. He was teaching Torah publicly. But the Gemara tells us the reason why he died. The Gemara says two reasons. Why did he die this death? The Gemara says either because he was Hoge Hashem Beotiyotav, he was teaching to his students the Shema Meforash, he felt they needed to learn it. And he pronounced the Shema Meforash. We're not allowed to pronounce it. And he pronounced it to teach his students. But the Gemara, Tanaim saw that that was wrong. He shouldn't have done that. And that the Gemara says that's why he died. That's why that was the Midat Adin. That's why he died. So what's the reason why he died? Did he die because Yosef was sold? Because Yosef, he died as a punishment for Yosef HaTzadik? The Gemara doesn't say that. Why did he die?
He taught the Shema Meforash.
Yeah, he taught the Shema Meforash. My second opinion of the Gemara was he was Osek Batorah his whole life, but he wasn't Osek B'Gemilut Chasadim. Well, enough of Gemilut Chasadim. What's the reason that Paitan says that all these Asara Harugei Malchut were killed? Why were they killed?
Yosef.
Because Yosef HaTzadik. The Shvatim sold it, somebody has to pay. He says it went to Shemayim. They said it wasn't the Roman Caesar made it up. According to the Paitan, ובישמעאל כהן גדול גוזר את השמיים. מה אמרו לו בשמיים? כך גזר מלפניי, כך גזרתי. זה הגזרה. ולא כתה גמרה, אם אני אעשה את הסנטה ריסן. Why did the Chanan Ben Tzadion die? Because he was הוגה השם בלתיותיו. So, so far the questions we have is what? Number one is, they didn't live in the same time period. Story doesn't add up. Number two, geographically we're in the same place. Right? Number two. Number three, we have no idea who Rabbi Yehuda ben Dama was. It doesn't exist. Right? Number four, Masha Laravit. The reason that Paitan says they were killed because of Yosef HaTzadik, I showed you Rabbi Hanan Tzadion, that's not the reason. Let's take Rabbi Ishmael. Let's take Rabbi Ishmael Ben Shimon Gamliel. Why did they die this day? So Avot Rabbi Natan records a conversation. Avot Rabbi Natan records a conversation between Rabbi Ishmael and Ben Shimon Gamliel on their way to death, on the way to be killed. Records a conversation. Amalu Rabbi Ishmael Ben Elisha. כשתפסו את רבי שמעון מגמליאל ואת רבי ישמעאל להרג, היה רבן שמעון מגמליאל יושב ותוהה בדעתו. הוא מסיר ותוהה בדעתו. הוא אומר, אוי לנו, שאנו נהרגים כמחללי שבתות, כעובדי עבודה זרה, מגלי עריות ושופכי דמים. Our fate is like somebody who's a murderer, somebody who's worships עבודה זרה, somebody who's שיתוף בזימה, an adulterer, mechalel Shabbat. That's a, why are we getting killed like this? What did we possibly do that we're getting killed in such a fashion? Ma'asidim. Amalu Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. So Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha turns to Rabban Gamliel and tells him, Letzuncha, tell me. Letzuncha, shomer lefanecha davar echad. Can I tell you something? Emor, tell me. Amar shema keshayit misefer seudah. Maybe one time you were sitting down enjoying your meal. Ba'u aniim v'amdu al pitchecha. Poor people came to your door. And you were busy eating. You were tarud. V'lo yinachtim shichnesu. V'yochlu. And you didn't invite them in to eat. אמרו, השמיים עשיתי כן. Heaven is my proof, I never did such a thing. אלא שומרים היו לי יושבים על הפתח, היו שומרים at my door. כשהיו עניים באים, when poor people would come, היו נכנסים אותם אצלי, ואוכלים ושותים אצלי. Had somebody standing on my door to make sure that if aniim came to the door, they would walk straight in, they would eat and drink with me. Never happened. אמרו, she tells him, שמה כשהיית יושב ודורש בהר הבית, when you sat down to teach, you were in a Sanhedrin. Kol Yisrael yoshvim lefarecha. Zaha da'atecha alecha. Maybe one time you felt, when you were seeing Doresh and everybody standing online to talk to you, you felt a little bit, you felt good about yourself? That everybody's waiting online for me? Maybe one time you had that feeling inside? She tells him, one time it happened. Not that I felt that inside, but I was sitting and they were standing. So I made them stand while I sat, by mistake. She says, that was your chet. She says, Nichamtani, you consoled me. Now I know I'm dying. You consoled me. Now I know. Pele. Right? One time in his life, he was sitting while they were standing. And that was the reason. That was the reason why. But he says, what's the reason why I'm getting killed? This is the reason. Nothing to do with Yosef HaTzadik. There's no mention anywhere in Shas. Nowhere, anywhere about Yosef HaTzadik. Because they're paying for Yosef HaTzadik. So who was the tenth person? Me'aya Asiri. Yehuda ben Bava. Why did Yehuda ben Bava die? We learned the Gemara Sanhedrin together. It was asur to be somech anybody. The Romans prohibited anybody to give semicha. They wanted to wipe out the Jews, and this way you can't be posek halacha for future generations. Can't do smicha. So and a city that does that smicha is done in it, what did the Gemara say? We destroy the whole city. This way, not only are you putting yourself in danger, you're putting the whole city in danger. So what did Rabbi Babadu? He went outside the city to the desert. He took 5 tamidim with him, and he was somech 5 tamidim. The Romans heard that he was doing this. They came out. He says, I'll protect you. He stood. His students ran away. 5 students that he was somech ran away. So they had smicha. The Gemara says they speared him with 300 spears. And they killed him. That was Rabbi Mela. Because of the smicha. But again, he doesn't fit into the story that a Roman general got together 10 people to kill them because of Yosef HaTzadik. He was killed because he was somech. 10 Talmidim. 5 Talmidim. See, he also doesn't fit into the story. Everybody's getting tired, so I'm not going to give you... The questions are not going to stop on this piece. Just give you a few. Just the questions, not my questions. Questions that have been asked for generations. Right? I'll ask you one last question. Who was number 6? Rabbi Eliezer ben Shammua. When did he live? Rabbi Eliezer ben Shammua was the teacher of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, the one who put the Mishnah together. When did he live? About the year 170. In his time, the Gezerot were batel. During the previous Hachamim, it was a time of Bar Kokhba revolt, where the Romans decreed that all the Jews, you can't study Torah, they were persecuting, they were killing them, they were wiping them out. But by the time Rabbi Eliezer ben Shammua came around, persecutions were over. The Romans weren't killing the Jews anymore. So he's after the whole story. He also doesn't seem to fit. But I'll ask you the strongest question. We have a pasuk in Devarim. Lo yumetu avot al banim, ubanim lo yumetu al avotav. Ish bechet'o yumatu. What does that mean? Lo yumetu avot al banim. We don't kill the fathers for the sins of the sons. Lo yumetu banim al avotav. We don't kill the children for the sins of the fathers. Ish bechet'o yumatu. Each person responsible for his own chataim. Ma? That's it. So how is it that who knows how many generations later these 10 tala'im are somehow responsible for the shvatim selling Yosef HaTzadik? Pele. So this is a longer discussion, but I'll throw it out quickly. There's another pasuk in the Torah, Kitisa. What does the pasuk say? The Yudgimu Midot Shel Rachamim. What does it say? Poken avon avot al banim, ve'al bene banim, al shileshim, ve'al ribeim. That Hashem is poked avon avot, the avon of the fathers, al banim, so he does carry the sin of the fathers to the children, bene banim, right? Al shileshim, al ribeim, third and fourth generation. So, see my contradiction in Pesukim. You have one pasuk says that the children can pay for the sins of the fathers. And Devarim we say, Lo yometu avot al banim, ubanim lo metu al avotam. So, famous contradiction, all the Mefarshim, Gemara already answers the contradiction, Rashi on the spot says that answer. He says, well, there's a big difference. Kan shiochzim ma'aseh avotehim. When do we punish the children and grandchildren for the sins of the fathers? If they're still doing the same sin the fathers did. So they're also responsible. When don't we? When the children are not carrying on the same sin the father did. Right? Let me ask you, these great Tanaim had ma'aseh avotehim b'yadehim. You see that he was toled the sin on the one thing he did wrong. What was the one thing he did wrong? That he sat down when a litigant stood. So he maybe felt a little bit good about himself. Right? There's no ma'aseh avotem b'yedechem. So why in the world are they responsible for the death of Shimon HaTzadik, of Yosef HaTzadik? Doesn't add up. תלוי אם ממשיך, אתה צדיק, אבל זה לא קשור, אבל לא היית צדיק והבן ממשיך והדברים שאתה לא עושה. אני
חושב
שאתה צריך לשלם את המחיר שלו לפני שני דורות. לפעמים כן, לפעמים לא, לעצנר הסוגיה תלך, לפעמים כן, לפעמים לא. תלוי. So we have all these questions on this piyut. No, any good theories?
מי היה הפייטן הזה?
Oh.
כאילו לא קשור.
Yaakov wants to know who this פייטן is.
לא יודע.
No, so wait, the פייטן didn't make it up. The פייטן didn't make it up. And there's a reason why we say it. And Ashkenazim also say it on Yom Kippur. That we're not going to get into why they say Yom Kippur. That's not, that's for Ashkenazi. That's for the Ashkenazi rabbis to tell you why you say it on Yom Kippur. Maybe one day we'll tell you, but today we're discussing Tisha B'Av. So in reality, it's a midrash ele eskera. There's a midrash with this paitan based it on. He didn't make it up. This piyut is only 2 pages. The midrash is 20 pages. So we're not going to go through the whole midrash. But this is based on a midrash. Here we can go in 2 different directions. We can answer it al pisod, and the Kubalim have their way of answering the question here. And we can answer it al pishat. Which one do we want? I don't know if there's time for both. And Spanish name. Actually, if you look at the Midrashim, there are other Midrashim that talk about Asar HaGamachot. And some of them have different names. There's together 14 names mentioned in Midrashim. For all the Midrashim together, we have 14 different names that are used throughout the Midrashim. Some have Rabbi Tarkon on the list. Some have Rabbi Yehuda ben Tanhum on the list. There's different names. There's 14 names total. But I want to read you the Midrashim. So where does this come from, this Paitan? So it's a midrash. Okay, you know what? I'm going to do it this way. Yaakov bikesh lo apshat rotet asot. So we'll give him... And I want to read you the Midrash. The Midrash starts. All this that the Paitan says comes from a Midrash. It's called Midrash El Ezkera. Kishabara HaKadosh Baruch Hu et Ha'ilanot. Midrash starts. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the trees. It's a Mashal. Hayu mitga'im bekomatam. They were mitga'eh. Look how tall we are. Magbihim atzmam limala limala. They were raise themselves up high. כיוון שברא הקדוש ברוך הוא את הברזל, the second one, הקדוש ברוך הוא created ברזל, created metal, היו משפילים עצמם, they lowered themselves, ואמרו, אוי לנו, woe to us, שכבר ברא הקדוש ברוך הוא אותו דבר שיכרות אותנו. הקדוש ברוך הוא created what? Something is going to knock us down. So Midrash says, Midrash continues and says, but the handle of the axe, what's the handle of the axe made out of?
Wood.
Wood. If you don't give them the wood to connect to the axe, they can't chop you down. What should we do? Midrash says, you gave them the wood. You shouldn't have given them the wood. That's the mashad. Midrash continues. וכן ישראל, אלמלא שלמדו לקיסר תורה, לא היו באים לידי כך. If the Jews would not have taught the Romans Torah, we would have never come to this. This wouldn't have been our end. But what happened? The Caesar learned Torah, Midrash says, and he found that it says that the Jews are chayav b'chinat Yosef. This is the Midrash. I wonder what the Midrash is talking about. And then it begins to tell you the whole story. I'll tell you a little bit of the pshat, and then we'll jump to the sod. We're not going to do the whole pshat today. What's the mimshal? Hashem says, I made you beautiful trees. If you don't share your wood with the axe, they can't chop you down. He says, B'nai Yisrael, your downfall was, you taught the Romans Torah. When did we ever teach the Romans Torah?
When we translate the way.
That's the Greek, something like that. So we always associate Rome with Greece. But the later Roman period, they were what? They were Christians.
They were Greeks.
The Roman Catholic Church, right? They became Rome. The religion of Rome became what? Christianity. What? Christianity is based on what? It begins with the Torah, the Old Testament. And then they added their own things. Right? I mean, that's just something fascinating. היו פריצי הדור מתגאים. After the חורבן, it says the פריצי הדור were מתגאה. They were saying, ואמרו, מה הפסדנו בזה? שנחרב הבית. What did we lose? That the בית המקדש was destroyed. These are Jews. הרי יש בינינו תמיד חכמים שמדריכים את העולם בתורתו ומצוות. What did we lose that the חורבן happened? We still have scholars that teach us Torah ומצוות. כאלה. Who are these Jews? Who are these Jews?
Converters.
Peritze Hador. The Peritzim always referred to who? Hashim. The early Christians who were Jews. So the early Christians had no use for the Beit HaMikdash. They were happy it was destroyed. So the Patan begins the story with Asara Ruga Machut by telling you what? The early Christians who taught Torah to the Roman Catholics and created Christianity, brought this upon us. The Midrash begins to tell a fascinating the story that Paitan got from the Midrash. And in the middle, it tells the story. The Bishmael Kohen Gadol wasn't the greatest in his generation. Why was he chosen to say the Shemun Forash? So it says a fascinating story about Bishmael Kohen Gadol. Bishmael's father was also a Kohen Gadol. Now, they couldn't have children. Every time they had a child, the child died. So the wife turns to her husband and says, why is it that everybody around us can have children? We can't have. Child dies every time. So he says, the Tanaim around us are very careful. He says, they don't live together as husband and wife unless she's completely pure from any Tumah and Tahara. He's completely pure. Even if they have an impure thought or they saw something impure, they go back to the mikveh. They're very careful. She says, okay, we'll do it. I'm ready. It's okay. She went to the mikveh. V'yatz'a mibet ha'tvila, paga ba'kelev echad. As soon as she walks out, she sees a dog walk right by her. What does she do? She went back to the mikveh. Comes out again, chazra v'tavla, pam shenit, paga ba'gamal. Comes out a second time, she's a camel. What does she do? She went back to the mikveh. Chazra v'tavla, comes out, she sees a chazir. Poor woman. She's a chazir. She's a pig. Went back to the mikveh, chazra v'tavla. Comes out a fourth time, she sees a metzora. What's a metzora? Somebody who had the leprosy. She's tameh. Comes back inside, chazra v'tavla. Ad shmonim pe'amim, the Midrash says. 80 times that night, according to one Gisa is 40 times. Even 40 times is plenty of times. She went back and forth to the mikveh. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Gabriel. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Gabriel, Harbeni tzair et tzadeket. Enough tzair for this tzadeket. Lech veherela. Go down and tell her that she's going to have a child tonight. Right? And Gemach Gabriel comes down to her, the Mevaser, there's different Gisaot, they came down with Kitmut Ba'ala, appearing like her husband. Whatever it is, he walked her home, so make sure she doesn't encounter anything she's not supposed to see. And from this union, Rabbi Yishmael Kohen Gadol was born. That's the story. Rabbi Yishmael Kohen Gadol was one of the most beautiful people alive, now we know why. Right? Malach Gabriel himself was one who was Melavet. She saw Malach Gabriel that night. And Yishmael Kohen Gadol was one of the beautiful people in history. This is the story. So therefore he's chosen to go up to Shamayim. Number one is, right, he's the one that's chosen because of this story to go up to Shamayim. But before he says the Shemem Forash, he turns to everybody else and tells them like this. He turns to everybody and says to them, I'm not willing to take responsibility to say the Shemun HaFarash. If I'm not allowed to say it, it's Chayav Mita. Ogeh Hashem Be'otiyotav. I can't say Hashem's name in his letters. If you're all willing to share the Avon with me, share the sin with me, I'll do it. They said, okay, we'll share the Avon with you. He went up, he heard the Gezerah Mishamayim, and he comes down. And therefore he says the Gezerah was Mekubal, because of Yosef HaTzadik we have to do it. And that's what the Asar HaGemachot is. The Paitan continues the story. So the Paitan, based on this Midrash, and Midrash is 20 pages, most of it is similar as the Paitan. Let me ask you a question. Where in the world do we see a concept that I can do a chet and say, you take responsibility for it? You take it. Is there anything in Yahadut like that? Ani eset achet, I'm going to share it with you. I'm going to be Hagash and Beshiotav. But you all going to share the responsibility. One second, they didn't say the Shema Forash, you did. How can they share the responsibility? I say, do achet, it's your fault. I share the responsibility with you. Pere. Strange Midrash. Huh? Kol Yisrael Avim is I'm responsible for your chet. So I have a chet if you did a chet. But I don't take part of your chet away. If you did a chet means I'm also responsible. That's Avim. If you did something wrong and I could have prevented it was my influence, I also have a chet. But I'm not sharing part of your chet. Your chet is yours. It doesn't belong to me. Right? Nothing to do with me. I have an additional one. So I think this is the secret to understanding this. There's one other place that we find this concept. It's a sefer called Sefer Hasidim. It was written by Rabbi Yehuda Hasid. He lived in the 12th century. And he also brings this deen. He brings this law. אין מלמדים את השם אלא לחכם. You cannot teach the Shem Mephorash, God's name, only to somebody who is a חכם. כדי שלא יעסוק בהם. Because the חכם knows that you can't use these names. But he says, without חסיד, something that nobody understands what he's talking about. He says, הרי לאותו שביקשו חכמים עליהם לעשות בשם. The guy which Chachamim asked him to use the Shema Mefurash, Kol ma sha'asa lo yirtze, whatever he wanted to do, he didn't want to do it, Ad shekiblu Chachamim alem avon, until Chachamim accepted upon themselves what? The avon. So he says, by Shema Mefurash, he brings this thing, that if he's not willing to do it, then if everybody accepts the avon, then he can do it. So he's bringing the same idea, that if everybody takes responsibility for the Shema Mefurash, the person can do it. Why am I telling you all this? Because this is the Pshat answer. We learned once together a Sefer called Toldot Yeshu. I don't know if you remember the Sefer we learned together. Toldot Yeshu does the Jewish version of early Christianity. What happened? And Toldot Yeshu, this is the 4th, 5th century book. It's the Jewish version of the early Christians. Not according to the stories they tell. We have our own story of what happened there. Right? We learned about Shimon HaKelopi, that he was a Tana that infiltrated Christianity, who many say is St. Peter, and taught them a lot of their laws to distance them away from Judaism, because originally they were a Jewish branch of Judaism, and they were destroying Judaism. We pushed them away from being Jews. But in this story of Toldot Yeshu, it tells one more story. It says that Yeshu took the Shema Mefurash and he dug it into his skin. And with the Shema Mefurash, he was performing miracles. So Tanaim said to one another, what are we going to do? One of us has to learn the Shema Mefurash to stop him. Who's going to learn the Shema Mefurash? So one person, my name would be Yudah, stepped forward and says, I'll do it. On condition, you all take responsibility for the chet. You all take responsibility for the avon of saying Shema Mefurash. They did. He used Shema Mefurash, came out, it's the famous story, that whatever he did, he urinated on him and he stopped. He stopped flying. Whatever it is, he stopped Yeshu. That's the story in Toldot Yeshu, it says. What are we seeing from this story? The Piritzim that are brought in the beginning of Midrash proclaiming the Jews, you're all suffering, you're all dying, the Romans butchered you, destroyed the Beit HaMikdash, destroyed Yerushalayim, did everything. You know why? Because God gave up on you. He chose us instead. What's our proof? Look at this, look at you. We destroy his Beit HaMikdash, we destroy his people, and he does nothing. Obviously, we're now the chosen people, you're not. That's the Christians. This is what the Christians were teaching. So this was the Midrash response to the Christians. It's talking to the Peritim. What does it tell the Peritim? You know, the famous Christianity is based on this famous Pasuk in Amos. Famous verse in Navi Amos. Amos says, what? Al mechram bakesef tzadik, that you sold bakesef with silver a tzadik, the evyon ba'avur na'alayim, and a poor person you for a pair of shoes. So they read the pasuk in Amos like this, the Christians. Imach shemam v'zichram. Al mechram bakesef tzadik, that you sold with silver a tzadik. Who is the tzaddik they're referring to? is Yeshua. They say is Yeshua. Why? Because in the book of Matthew, it says there's a guy by name of Judas, Yehuda, who sold out Yeshua to the Sanhedrin for 30 pieces of silver. So they learn, Amicham b'kesef tzaddik, that you sold, thank you, that you sold, right? Ve'evyon b'avur na'alayim, for a pair of shoes, you traded them in. It says, why are the Jews suffering? Because they didn't follow Yeshua and they gave him up to be killed. That's how they learn the Pasuk. So comes Elen Eskera, says, you missed the point. What did the Roman Caesar do? He filled up the room with shoes. Why didn't the Midrash say the Roman Caesar filled up the room with shoes? Because that Pasuk is not talking about Yeshua Yimach Shem over Zichro. It's talking about Yosef HaTzadik. Al Michram Bakesef Tzadik, Achei Yosef. You sold with money a Tzadik. Who was that? Yosef HaTzadik. Ve'evyon Ba'avur Na'alayim, for a pair of shoes. They traded Yosef. Chas V'Shalom, the Pasuk is not talking about Yeshua Yimach Shem. Who is it talking about? Yosef HaTzadik. Why are we suffering? Why are we suffering? Not because Chas V'Shalom God traded us in, because the Shvatim sold Yosef. And we ask, what does that have to do with us? What does that do with the Tana Sarag al-Malchut? The answer is, what was the chet of Achei Yosef? Sinat Chinam. They hated each other. They couldn't, lo yechulu dabero l'shalom, they couldn't talk to him. What destroyed the Bet HaMikdash? Sinat Chinam. When do we say the children don't pay for the sins of their fathers? If they're not following in the father's footsteps. But if Olam Yisrael is still Sinat Chinam, and it was prevalent to so many different groups and kind of fighting against each other or killing each other, literally. You want to know why we're in this situation? Because we never fixed the mistake of Achei Yosef. We still have Sinat Chinam. So the response of the Asarah Ruga Machut, of the Paitan, of this Midrash is, the reason why we're in this situation is the opposite. Because of the chet of Yosef. Because of Sinat Chinam, we're still here, we're still in the situation. So we have to pay for that chet. That's why this is happening to us. So far, so good?
Very good.
Everybody wants to go. So I'll finish literally 5 minutes. Just to tie it in. We'll do it quickly. I'll skip a few things. Just to tie in the pshat and the sot together. Because they always complement each other. You have Midrash Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. Who was Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer ben Hokanos. He lived at the time of where? Or Rabbi Akiva? Even before. It was before Rabbi Akiva. And he brings, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hokanos brings like this. Rabbi Yenai Omer, Mechirat Yosef. We said there's no source at all whatsoever in Babli Yerushalmi, that the reason that Hasara Ruga Malchut was because Mechirat Yosef. But listen to these words. The Biyanai Omer, Mechirat Yosef lo nitkapel l'shvatim ad shemetu. The Mechirah of Yosef, the Shvatim did not get kapara ad shemetu. Shneemar, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Menigla be'ozne Hashem tzebaot, ad temutu. This chet is not going to be forgiven to you until when? Ad temutun. So the Achei Yosef were not forgiven until when? Ad temutun. Until they died. Comes the Rikanti. Rikanti was a famous Mekubal. He says, you know what Pshat in the Pasuk in Yeshaya is? And this pasuk, lo yuchupar avon azeh lachem ad temutun. He brings Yonatan ben Uziel. The Tanai Yonatan ben Uziel that gives a targum on the side of Tanakh, and he says, ad temutun mutat inyana. You're not gonna have kapara until when? Until you die a second time. Ad temutun, mutatin yana. What's ad temutun? Not now when you die, Shvatim. Ad temutun, mutatin yana. Until you die, what? A second time. Comes to the Kanti and says, what does that mean, ad temutun, mutatin yana, until you die a second time? So the Kanti says, I'll paraphrase what he says here. He says, "The asara lugem malchut were gilgulim of the shvatim." And Yonatan ben Uziel that says, "Ad temutun," a second time, he was meramez to them that what, until you die, a second time, you're going to come back as gilgulim, and you'll die al kiddush Hashem, sham yechupar avon Yisrael. So the Kanti, the asara lugem malchut, right? The Kanti says, was already, Yeshaya already foretold, even Nachay Yosef knew this, ad temutun, until they die. The Kanti asked a famous question, which we should have asked one of the questions we skipped, for 1 second. There were only 9 Shivatim who sinned. They weren't 10. Reuven was not part of the deal. Yosef was not part of the deal. Binyamin wasn't part of the deal. So we only have 9. So why is there 10? So he brings, Moshe blesses the Shvatim and he says, Yechi Reuven ve'al yamot. Let Reuven live and not die. What's al yamot? The Kanti says means the second time. So why is the Asar HaGol Malchut? So he says, Tup Shatim. Either al yamot means in the story of Bilha, but he was responsible for Mechirat Yosef because he should have stopped it. He didn't fully stop it. Or Yechi Reuven Al Yamot means, you're right, Al Yamot because of the Shvatim, but he's going to get punished in the future for the story with Bilha. One of the two options. And the Kanti now finishes this idea and he says, if you take the names of all the Hasara Uge Malchut, it tells you how to spell them exactly. And you take the names of all the Shvatim together, add up all the Shvatim together. He says, Sach Shemotam Begematria, the numerical value of all the Asara Uge Malchut together, Alpayim Ushma Menot V'Chamishim Ushmona. 2,000, we'll trust him for this, I'm not counting it. Alpayim Ushmona Menot, 2,800, V'Chamishim Ushmona, 2,858. V'Kach Oleh Sechum Shemot HaShvatim Im Zebulun Bevav Be'alef. This is the, if you add up the names of all the Shvatim except for Yosef and Binyamin, it adds up to the same number, 2,858. He says, Remez, here we have that these Asara Uge Malchut are in the place, are coming to Mechapel, the chet of Yosef HaTzadik. So. So 1 second. So now let's go back. So we have a Kabbalah that there was supposed to be 10 Harugei Malchut in the place of the 10 Shvatim. And then we have different Midrashim. These are late Midrashim. When we talk about Midrash, usually when we refer to a Midrash, Midrash Tanaim. Midrashim we're referring to a much later. Midrash of the Georgic period. Right? And the Midrashim are trying to figure out who these 10 Asur Harugei Malchut are. So this Midrash has this count. This Midrash has this count. This Midrash has this count. Their answer is, it's not important. The message of the Midrash is, Midrash is not meant to be taken literally. The message of the Midrash is not that the Caesar got together and got 10 people together in a room and let's say, let's kill them for the chet of Yosef. Midrash is telling you, you look back at history, at the martyrs who died. There were 10 martyrs who died al Kiddush Hashem to mechaper for the chet of Yosef. Who they were? This Midrash guesses is these 10. This Midrash guesses is these 10. Didn't have to be in the same time period. They could have been in different places and different time periods. It wasn't really a Roman Caesar that read the Torah and came to that conclusion. Hashem put it into his head to kill 10 people because these were Asar Uge Malchut that was supposed to die in the case of Yosef. So the point in the Midrash is not to take it literally as it happened chronologically. That's not the message. The message in the Midrash is the same. Achei Yosef brought Sinat Chinam amongst Am Yisrael. and that chet was never accounted for. And unfortunately, because of that chet, we also have sinat chinam. And the message of the Churban was, stop the sinat chinam, the Churban will stop. That was the message of the Midrash trying to teach us. And there were Asarah Ugal Malchut who died in order to wipe out this chet of sinat chinam. And that's Nevuah v'Yeshaya. And that's our response to the Christians. Chas v'shalom, not your shtuyot that you tell us. We have a Kabbalah, this was going to happen. We knew it was going to happen. Because we were never metaken the avon of sinat chinam. And until we do that, Bet HaMidrash can't be rebuilt. And that's the piyut we read on Tisha B'Av, because that's the message for us on Tisha B'Av. We should read it, know why they died, why did Asarah Ugal Malchut. Yes, and this tied into Chet Yosef, because the shoresh of that Chet is still Kayam Ban. And Bezat Hashem, we should be zocher to clean up that Chet, mitaken et ha-Chet hazeh, and sit b'shalom v'shalva, and zocher to be bonet Bet HaMidrash v'ra b'yamenu, amen. Nevi Hananiah b'lakasha omer, Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakot et Yisrael, Nevi Chachilba Lahem Torah Mitzvot Sheneemar, אדוני חפש למען זיקו יקדים תורה וידין.
קדם ומקדם שמר הבא. אמן. תודה רבה, אני ברק כבותי, אמרים מה חושב, אצמח כל כנרי, כנרי משחרי.